Chapter 2, Tools That Help. One school that helped the blind in many different ways is the Perkins School for the Blind. Dr. John Fisher founded the school. He had visited a school for the blind in Paris in the 1820s. He was convinced that the United States needed a school for the blind. When he returned to the United States, he established the Perkins School for the Blind. The school opened in 1832. Feature Box: A New Home and a New Name. Fisher's School for the Blind grew quickly. In 1833, the school moved to the home of Thomas Perkins, a trustee of the school. But the school soon grew out of its space. The 65 students needed more room. Perkins sold his home and donated the money to the school. In his honor, the school was named the Perkins School for the Blind. Feature Box: A Famous Visitor. Charles Dickens was an English author who wrote many best-selling books. Some of them are Oliver Twist, Great Expectations, and probably his most famous tale, A Christmas Carol. Dickens traveled to the United States on author tours and visited the Perkins School for the Blind. Dickens wanted to help people in need and to see that all children had a chance to go to school. Samuel Gridley Howe ran the school. He was an inventor as well as an educator. He worked hard to create books and materials that the blind could use to communicate. He started a separate printing department at the school. He wanted to publish as many books as he could for the blind. But he needed both money and permission from authors to publish their works. How could he do this? One person who let him publish his books was the famous English author, Charles Dickens. Dickens helped Howe establish a publishing program at the school.